Little darling, it's been a long, cold
and lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since you've been here. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say.
Of all the neighbors flickering night chimes and the Televisions turn the clock around, and I'm confused by an inertia that moves despite small systems of you. You turn my clock around.
Good. right, love, love, love you so, yeah. Come on now, baby, baby, ram me down. Said I'm down on my knee, oh. Need me some water, said I need some love, just to stand right by me, oh. You know that these arms of mine, they have been lonely, lonely so long. But I know, but I know what my heart needs.
Sometimes I feel like I can't even sing. I'm very scared for this world. I'm very scared for me. This is radio memory. Here's a scene. You're in the backseat, laying down the windows, wrap around to the sound of the travel and the engine. All you hear is time stand still in travel. You feel such peace and absolute stillness still that doesn't end but slowly drifts into sleep. The stars are the greatest thing you've ever seen, and they're there for you, for you alone. You are the everything. I think about this world a lot, and I cry, and I've seen the films and the eyes, but I'm in this kitchen. Everything is beautiful. She is so beautiful. She is so young and old. I look at her and I see the beauty of the light of music. The voice is talking somewhere in the house. Late spring and you're drifting off to sleep with your teeth in your mouth. You are here with me. You are here with me. You have been here, and you are everything. Sometimes I feel like I can't even sing. Very scared for this world. I'm very scared for me. This radio memory. Here's the scene. You're in the backseat, laying down the windows, wrap around to the sound of the travel and the engine. All you hear is time stand still in travel. Such peace and absolute stillness till the doesn't end but slowly drifts into sleep. The greatest thing you've ever seen, and they're there for you alone. You are the everything, for you alone. Thank you.
blue lights are flashing. You and your alien arms. Deep in the forest, I whirl like a deer as a little girl. And my eyes rise in the sky, looking for you.
Everything's quiet. broken hand unwind.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be
watching through windows. You're wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen from deep inside. The drum beats out of time.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time,
something about living that nobody like God or anybody ever showed me. My imagination whispers to me that this is my purpose in life, to know why we live, an understanding to be conquered then shared, to save the minds of our friends and peers existing desperately alone. We spend our time in masses, praying to be removed from painful moments, together and drunk and fuck and noise, until death do us fast enough. Our sadness travels well in packs, without ever even mentioning it to each other. Something about life won't let me fear too much. A blessing, a curse, came in at an early age in a twisted up package. Wasn't anything too scary I came across that lived outside my family. That is, until true love came my way. There has always been something truly horrific and romanticized about this great wish of humankind. A wish I've always thought for the naive and weak-minded. The protective few words I taught myself at a young age. I can be found telling myself multiple times on a daily basis that there is nothing worse than the letdown of love. Things change. I've tripped over it. True and painful. A brutal accident. A friend's embrace can sometimes feel like my last breath. An unkind act. A murder of sorts. But I should tell you that this feeling only comes in moments of pure need. And free of the act of sex. Without the distractions of lust and fluid. The trueness of a friend. I saw God in you. I wanted to tell you that I got your message in the moment of your passing. Your eyes melted those packages I've spoke of for so long. And I can honestly say that I've lived out your life's advice to me. Once or twice since you died. A painful two moments. The wish of love and being able to embrace it. To count on it. And for me, to exist in it. An enormous gift. That nobody like God or anybody ever showed me. And I believe that we are all God once or twice in our lifetimes. I heard God in a song today. She said, keep your heart off your sleeve and ask to be cradled to sleep. I found God in a friend of 7 years on your afternoon of relief and vodka. Your painful departure. She was right here all this time. Along with so many other answers I claim to be searching for. A hand. A rest. Things that are underrated by my internal messages. My broken record collection that I've learned to like. Worth the world to me, and nothing to the world. I'm speaking in code to you. Poetry that nobody like God or any teacher could have showed me. But you, looking back at you, there were answers you were showing me all this time. And a final lesson of true love. Something you knew we both could use. A hand. A rest. Your eyes. And an embrace soulful. And not 1 ounce painful.
Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. When I was falling in the seizure of pain. Thank you for your love. mind was broken into